My goodness. Thank you, Lord. Charles, okay? Home. Okay. Isn't God good? Oh, my. What a sweet spirit. Before I get into the word, Connie and I are going to be heading north right after church, going up to see Chris, but that's all good, and everything's good. But we've been trying to follow the Holy Spirit, and we've got a young man that Chris met in prison, a Vietnamese young boy that got transferred to Stanley, which is about 3 hours north. So,
of Chris.
So, you want to pray for good weather. We don't want to go up in the bad weather. But just a little bit background. His mother and father and all his relatives during the Vietnam War smuggled Christians from North Vietnam down the Ho Chi Minh Trail to South Vietnam. That was their life. Well, in the process of all of that, all the family got killed, got caught, got... And anyway, this young boy lived through it and decided to come to America. So he came to America, and things happened in situations that was beyond his control. And he got arrested for something that he wasn't involved in at all. But because he could not speak any English in the system that we have, he ended up in prison for a few years. So we have just kind of been making contact with him. He started writing us letters.
We sent him a Bible. Christian.
We sent him a Bible. That's how it started. And he started sending us letters, which we could hardly even read at the very beginning. Now, we're talking years back, leaving words out, and we would try to
cipher,
ask the Holy Spirit to help us. But as he's moved on with the Lord, he's been taking English classes, and his writing now is just excellent. And so we felt Holy Spirit say, you need to go see him. He has nobody. So pray for us that God will do. He's fired up, sold out Christians. As a matter of fact, he come to America. He thought America was all Christians. So he ended up in California and went to several churches. Ended up through consequences, got arrested, and he told Chris, "I have never met a Christian yet until I met you."
Wow. Sad. Yeah.
That's a sad scenario. So we hope that the Holy Spirit, well, we know he will. I mean, it's a 3 hour extra trip up and 3 hour extra trip back, but if God's in it, I don't care if it's 27 hours, but God's good. So keep that in prayer. We'll be back Wednesday. Derek's got Wednesday night service. All will be good. We should be back, but if something happens, everything will go good here. To kind of give you an update, there is transitions going on in the church. Things are happening that happen in churches as we grow and move with God. You're going to start seeing color and different things going on in the backstage. For those that are critical, do not judge until we're finished. And then if you don't like it, you're going to have to live with it. But don't leave it alone and let God have what God's doing. I mean, and when you see subtle changes, it won't be subtle. It'll be different than what's, it'll just look, oh, that doesn't look in place. We'll give it time. Kind of like our sound system. Some got critical. Some just shut up and prayed. But it couldn't be any better than it is. It's very ta-ta. Well, that's what we want to do with this. This will be different, but it'll be very ta-ta. Derek and I will not let the change be until you could turn the lights off and you would like it. But when you turn the lights on, because see, lighting is now becoming a part of what they're doing in praise and worship. Brings you in the mode, in the mood better, because it's just the way that God's doing it now, and I want to follow what God's doing. So hang on that. So there's subtle change. Another change is going on. I won't get into it today, but Linda's been with us 25 years, and she is going to be retiring and take care of her parents. So that position could... So there's just a lot going to be going on. And I don't want to get into that, or I'll start crying because Linda's leaving.
But
she's not leaving. She keeps saying, I'm not leaving.
Changing positions.
But anyway, so God is good. God is good. Title of the message this morning, and you say, wow, We're really late. It's already time to go home.
We're blessed.
I won't be real, real long this morning, so you'll still be the first out to reads and first. Thank you, Lord. Set apart is the title this morning. Ephesians 2:10. I want to read that to you in the New Living Translation. I know this is not a good one to study out of, but oh, it's so much easier to understand.
Good reader.
Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." Everybody in here, everybody by the internet, we're so glad that they're with us this morning. So glad Carrie's with us this morning. Carrie, I'll repeat what Doc said. Be good to the nurses. He doesn't like being there, but don't take it out on the nurses. And I know he won't. Every one of us have got a place for God. Nobody here, nobody that's a Christian, is just a Christian. They've got a place. They're a masterpiece. They're going to affect somebody somewhere.
Yes.
It's like this little Vietnamese boy. I'm so anxious to talk to him and to find out the whole story of his life and all that went on. I'm sure you'll hear about it. But to think that they were so sold out on the love of God that they would take chance during the Vietnam War to bring people out of North Vietnam and bring them down into the southern part. But see, everybody here has got something. If it's just the smile that you bring when you come, if it's just the caring that you have for somebody else, everybody has a place and a plan. Everybody encounters God different. There are some that get encountered a little bit different, but that doesn't make your place or your masterpiece any different in God's eyes. And it should not be in anybody else's eyes. You know, for example, around here, you know, we're blessed with door greeters that greet you when you come in. We're blessed with ushers. We're blessed with security. There is not one position, those that's working with the kids right now in the nursery. Jay and Iva, for example, elders in the church, they're back in the back with the kids. They've been faithfully doing that for 25 years. See, some of you didn't even know that. But see, there's a place for every one of us. There's an encounter that God calls everybody here into a different place. And you say, well, where are you heading, Pastor? Well, there are some that are called into positions of leadership. There are some that are called into positions of... The Bible says that we're here to edify. Ephesians 4, it says that I have brought some to edify, some to encourage, some to build up. Those particular callings are a calling that was placed before the foundation of the earth. You know, when I got born again at 12 years old, my goodness, I didn't have any clue. Drew's 12. When I was Drew's age, boy, I didn't seem that young, but I was. You know, everything else in my life at that age seemed 12, but boy, that just come, wow. I mean, I remember being 12, riding bicycles and doing all the stuff 12-year-olds do. But when I got born again, I felt totally different because I got born again. Maybe that's what happened. But I didn't feel 12. Because who thinks about being a pastor at 12? But I knew when I walked down in that little Methodist church in Percy, when I walked down to that altar that they had and said yes to Jesus. Matter of fact, before I went down, as I was standing there and I give myself to the Lord, I knew at that time I was called. I didn't understand even the word called. I didn't know that what any of that meant, but I knew that someday I'd be a pastor. Now, that wasn't something I dwelt on or thought about, because it took the Lord till I was 32 to come to that place of understanding, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Does anybody? We're all in a different position. This church was founded by the leadership. We've got a senior pastor who is myself. We've got an associate pastor who is Derek, who I don't know, some of you may not know, but during the flood in 93, Derek was going to school down at Oklahoma with Bobby Andian's church. And then when that got over, the flood had hit. Derek had no place to go. So when he come here, rather than go back to Columbia, he knew he was called here. We built a room in the basement and put him there. So we've been a long time. Have we went through up and down? Yeah, that's what people do. When you have different directions, when you're different people. But the church then had a pastor, had the associate pastor, who has run the youth, him and Karen, for a long time. Then you have the elders. You say, well, where are you going? Well, just stay with me. Jay, who I spoke about, has been an elder for years. Doc's been an elder from the beginning of the church, from the beginning 30 years at the church. I think November 16th, Betty, was that the beginning of the first meeting that you had? November 16th, so that's coming up pretty soon. Neil come along. Him and Monica got saved, and they were in, you know, I'm kind of sharing so you can kind of see where I'm going. They were in rock, hard acid rock music. Had a band called, what was the name of the band? Crazy Horse. I mean, the name of their group was, they were Crazy Horse, and he's still a little bit crazy. And then we got Charles, who's not here with us today, and Betty, who were pastors overseas and still are pastors, but they're here in the eldership group. And that is the leadership group. Well, today, as I walk through and talk through this, we are going to be, and you know, and I say that about Derek, and I say that about all the different ones. Their wives, whether they knew it or not at the time, were called also. If they weren't called, they had to be called. Because the man is what the woman has made him. Come on, all you women are nodding your head in a minute going, if you got a good woman, you're going to have a good man. If you got a bad woman, the man's not going to make it. Everybody's looking at me like. So in the midst of God calling me, he already knew that when I went down to see Debbie, who I was dating in Ava, and pretty serious, that when she walked across from her house, across the yard, that was the one that was called with me. Well, in all of that, we're going to be ordaining, and I want to go through some scriptures first. We're going to be ordaining Jeff Craig and his wife, and Brad Coleman and his wife, into the eldership of this church. You say, well, why are we doing that? I can say it like our wisdom man, Charles. Charles is having a lot of troubles right now, but when Charles is in prayer, or when Charles is in the Spirit, or when he's in an elders meeting, Charles is on target. And Charles, and we all were discussing and talking about, and Charles said, I said, Charles, what do you think? And he didn't say very much. He'd been quiet, and he said, it is time. It is time. You know, we've got Derek and Karen, 46, she's 40-something. I'm not going to say your age. They're of the younger. Me and Doc and Jay, we're old. I mean, I told Connie this morning, I may have my 67th birthday, but I'm in my 68th year. So what we started the church when we were in the 30s. Now, Jeff and Brad and their family and that group that runs around together, they're in their 30s. So bringing them in, you know what we're doing? Kicking gear and catch up. Because we're tired. I mean, we have the idea. One of the things that come up that I can illustrate, Betty has had this heart's desire.
Amen.
To have a float. And we would talk about it. We did it back when we was in 30s. No, I'm talking about now. Lately, she's had this again. And she'd come to me and she'd have these ideas, and her and Mike, I think, got together a little bit, and I'd say, I'm all for it. But I'm not doing it. And Derek said, I'm all for it. And I said, but you're not doing it. So, and then all of a sudden we have these 30-year-olds, almost 40, that are, let's do it. And then they've got all these younger ones that are even younger than them. Let's do it. And we're going, go ahead. I'll come down and I'll drink your coffee. But we're not bringing them on board because of a selection process. It's a call. Now, we've got pastor, senior pastor, associate pastor, elders, then we have deacons. Now, deacons are not, you're called, but you're a servant. You're taking care of families. You're keeping track of it. And here, that's the way that everybody is covered. And we miss it sometimes in all of these departments, but God still knows our heart. I'm so glad he, you know, he, in 1 Samuel, what did he say? I'm not looking at their appearance or where they are or what's going on in their lives. I'm looking at their heart. Well, we've watched the heart of these two and their wives, and it's time, as Charles would say. It's time to get somebody on board to give us some different ideas and things that, you know, you take, for example, folks, everything now is social media. I mean, the church will grow according to how good we can get with social media. That's really where it's at. We can be our own PR. Public relations, if we want to be, if we want to move and see what God's doing in this and touching lives. You know, it's just a whole new process that's taking place. God is moving, and I want to be a part of everything that God is doing. We've got grandkids that sit with a computer and a little cell phone that can do things that I can't even figure out what they're doing. We want that to be flowing. You say, well, I know some older people. You know, Neil, for example, is real good, and Derek's real good at it. But they're busy with doing everything else. So God's bringing in people, bringing in. And this is not the first change that's going to be taking place. There is a trend. Bear with the church. There's good stuff coming. God's bringing in good stuff. I mean, I just glanced over at Linda. There was a time in Linda's life when she was by far the leader of the pack up here as far as the piano. Well, because of family and transition and things, that season passed for her. Not that it may not come back, but then God changed the season. I asked Neil this morning, I said, nobody on the piano? No, we're using the keyboard. We're using this piano. You know, there may be a day when the piano is in somebody's house as furniture. You say, I'm not saying I'm getting rid of the piano, but it's a beautiful piece of furniture. But a good keyboard can do way beyond what that beautiful piano can do. And plus, anytime we do anything, we've got to move that big thing. And the older I get, the harder that is. So, God is doing great things. Ordaining, what does it mean? To be ordained is to set apart. It's a calling. It's interesting how we were slow at this, and then I was slow at finally coming to Jeff. I think Jeff was the first one I talked to, then Bradley. And it was like, well, we've been waiting on you. And he was talking about his wife. And Brad said, we're ready. And it wasn't like I said, you guys, would you pray about, and what do you think? it was like, they said, come on, let's get going. And I, out of both of them, I have heard, come on, let's get going. We want to get involved. You know, they'll be helping with taking up tithe. They got NRG that they're both, you know, going and doing, so they'll be coming in reporting, here's what we got going, here's what we're going to be doing. I mean, the list goes on and on. They don't even know yet. Because there's so much more to what we do than people understand. And there's it's an amazing thing how what I see, and then down a little what Derek sees, and then down a little what the elders see, and then down a little what the deacons see, and down a little, not down, but just, I see more of what's going on in the spirit realm. They will, once they're ordained, and we lay hands on them, we anoint them in oil, this is what the scripture tells us to do. Spiritually, they will see things, and I can guarantee you, they will see things that they hadn't seen before when they walked through the building. They will see things with people. They will discern things from that they've never discerned before. That's all a part of what takes place, because then when we come together and as we work day by day by day, hour by hour, decisions that are made are in that realm that we can do what God wants us to do in the future. Now, have we made mistakes? Absolutely. Every one of us here have made mistakes in the midst of. That's why I'm very slow at making changes when it comes to that kind of stuff, because it's real easy to get people in, but it's real hard to get them out if they wasn't supposed to be there. That's like Linda, a long time coming, deciding who's going to take the place of. She won't accept, she never would let me say, but she was actually a pastor over the youth. And I wanted to speak that position into her, but she absolutely, still she's going, don't you? But she was called. She was called. So the person that's going to come in, as we've talked to that person, you have got to know that you're called, because this is not a position that you want to just come into. Oh, I can try that. No, you can't try that. You've got to have a heart for that. You've got to know that God's in the middle of it. You know, Galatians 1:15 says, even before I was born, God chose me and called me by his marvelous grace. Even before. That's become such a new revelation in my life, that before I was even thought about, he already knew I'd be standing right here talking to you. Acts 13:22-23 says, it literally says, paraphrased, as leadership sought the Lord, he said, separate Barnabas and Saul for the work of the gospel. Well, I want to put that in there, and I want to say, as leadership sought the Lord, he said, separate Brad and Jeff for the work of the gospel. It's a big step, but it's a right step. It's a big step for Doc and I, because that's our kids. So we know that in the elders meeting, we got to deal with these young whippersnappers. I mean, well, you just did that because, no, we did that because God. We did that because God. It is a call. It is a call. Well, what'll happen? I won't be very much longer, because I know it's late for you guys that are wanting to go eat. They're going to be more involved. Their eyes are going to be opened. They're going to learn how to stand in the gap more for those that are around them. Their prayers will be different than they were before, because they're going to see things they hadn't seen before. They're going to understand that it's just not about, it's about. The big difference in that. Well, you know, right now they're both involved in NRG, and it's all about NRG. Well, there's more in this church than NRG, even though that's a wonderful thing, and it's made a lot of us get fired back up, and made my knees clang more than they clang when I go do things, because I've got to move faster. Come on. But God's got good things coming, and he's going to change those things. He's going to bring those things. You know, John 15:16, it says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you to go and bear fruit, and fruit that will last." Yes. We want this morning to ordain, set apart as elders of the church, Brad, his wife Jennifer, Jeff, and his wife to come up. You want the kids up too? Connie, grab your microphone in. You got something you want to add before I have them come up? Brad and Jen and your youngins, come up. Jeff, where you at? Jeff. There they are over there. Bring your youngins up. Oh, too, by the way, Mira, when you get back, come on up. When you get back from your junior conference, I want you two to do that skit. Come down here. I want you to do that skit that you guys did the other night, okay? For us next, that'd be next Sunday. You be ready? Drew's in class. Come on, you two whippersnappers.
Here they come. Last night, Aubrey and I had a little discussion about this, didn't we? So, Grandma, what does ordain mean? And what does that mean? And, you know, every one of you right now, both of you, just be you. Be who Jesus called you to be.
Yes.
And he called you to be a part of your mom and dad. And your mom and dad, and you just love the Lord and go from day to day.
Yeah.
And he set your family apart not to have to be goody, 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 but just to love him. Okay? It's a setting apart, and it is a fun responsibility, and it is different. But your home life won't change because you all live like you live here. So it's great. Yeah. So it's special, and you're special, but it's good. Right? Right. I know that's not explaining ordained because we already had a talk about that last night, didn't we? Yes. And so, but you are special. The Lord has called your family. He's got a job for you all to do. And whenever your mom and dad are busy doing what he's called them to do, he will help take care of you. Okay? You won't be left out. That's great.
You know, kind of comment about being good. Well, preacher's kids is what they call.
Yes.
Well, I know it's a call. Because I know that when I get Brad and Derek too close together, they're going to blow something up. And I can't tell the whole story because there's still
a flesh side.
We were going to a conference.
And Derek was taking care of
them. Derek was taking care of the boys. And we come home and the police were there. And somebody in the neighborhood had, I'm not saying that they did it, somebody in the neighborhood had blown a mailbox up.
It was a long time ago.
But the mailbox, they thought it would just blow the lid open. All it was standing was the wooden stove. Right after the bombing in Oklahoma. So it wasn't a good time.
They never caught the guy?
You two were probably the guy. No, they did. No, we're just teasing. They did. So it's a call, and we are so blessed. I want all the elders that are here to come up, and Jay and Iva can't.
But yeah, everybody, Karen,
Doc, Derek, Karen, Derek.
Everybody, Betty.
Betty, come up here. If the Lord gives you anything, grab the mic from Connie.
Yes.
Get over here. Get over here. Come over here and pile in here where I get my hands on.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you that we are trying our best to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we know. I know as pastor that this change has been coming, this addition has been coming for some time. I thank you, Father. I lift up the Craig family. I know they've been raised here. They've been brought up here. They know the ins and the outs. And I thank you, Father God, that you are taking them the next step as far as the things that they need to see in the Spirit, the things they need to do, the decisions that they're going to have to make about the livelihood of this church. And we thank you, Father, that you have got your hands upon this. And we thank you, Lord, that you are ministering, you are touching. And then as we go across to Brad's family, the whole family, we thank you. We know And we thank you, Father, that you are touching their lives. You are adjusting. You are changing. Father, we're all, everyone here is with flaws of some degree, but we thank you that you're forgiven, you have touched, you are gracing. We thank you, Lord, that good, good things are going to come about. And Father, we thank you. Father, I want to do as Scripture says. I want to take oil. We want to anoint them with oil as families.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'll give you the bottle. We'll dump it on top of Jen here.
And it dripped down the beard of Aaron.
Yeah. Never know. I might reach up and do it. Thank you, Lord. Father, we lay hands on them right now. And we thank you, Father, supernaturally.
Yes.
This is nothing about us or nothing we can do or say. It's all about you. And Father, thank you that this family, and I thank you that this family, they're going to follow you closer than they've ever followed you before. We thank you that you're going to speak into their hearts and into their lives supernatural things, that Grace Church can continue to thrive and touch hearts and touch lives. We thank you for the 30 years that we've had here, and we thank you for 30 more just without nonstop, Father, that you're going to touch, grow, you're going to bring people in from all walks of life. And Father, thank you that we're going to follow the cloud as it moves across, and we're going to be exactly and do exactly what they would have, he would have us to do. We trust in you, Father, all the way down to the young people here. We thank you that as their parents grew up here, they're growing up here, and we thank you for great things taking place. Lord, we trust in you, and I thank you, Lord, that everybody in this body is going to support and be behind and trust everything that's going on.
Thank you, Lord.
Connie, you got anything you want to add? Anybody? Thank you, Lord.
When we were praying, the only thing that I got is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Mm-hmm. There are going to be times when you are going to ask to be do things that you don't understand, but God knows the end from the beginning, and you're exactly where he needs you to be. So just keep your eyes open and your heart open, and don't think, just do.
Good. Anybody? Father, we thank you. Lord, we just trust in you. We know good things. We know good things. You know what's crazy about it, Lord? Is that if we've made a mistake here, you're still going to make good out of it. So we thank you. We love you. We trust in you. We thank you that the love of God that's in Brad's heart, the love of God that's in Jeff's heart, is going to be infectious in this body. And we thought we loved, but we're going to love more. And we thank you for everything you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I want you guys to turn around. I want them to be embarrassed a little bit longer and stay up here. Let's dismiss. Everybody stand and then come and hug, give a word. If you don't have a word, that's cool. Father, we thank you for the day. We thank you for a service. We thank you, Lord, that your presence has been here the whole time. We know that you touched our hearts. We trust in you now, Lord. We give you all the praise. Safety around about everybody as they travel, as they go home, throughout the week, where they go. Thank you, Lord, that you lead and direct all of us, and we trust in you in every situation and circumstance. In Jesus' name, and everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Call you blessed. If you would, come up and greet them into the family. Yes.